Pollsters generally were hammered by criticism last November after Donald Trump won the presidency, pulling out surprising victories in a few states that seemed to be leaning Hillary Clinton's way. Most, if not all, national polls had Clinton winning the popular vote by 2 to 3 points, and that was accurate, but a number of statewide polls were off the mark. The American Association for Public Opinion Research put together a committee of polling experts to gauge what pollsters got right and wrong in the 2016 presidential election. Courtney Kennedy, director of survey research at the Pew Research Center, led the committee and is with me to talk about its conclusions. Courtney, was the accuracy of polling in 2016 noticeably different from past elections?
Yes. There's really two stories to what happened last year. So the national polls were historically pretty good. You know, if you look at the national popular vote, that's not what determines the presidency, of course. But if you look at those national polls, they did fine in indicating that Clinton would win that national vote by about 2 or 3 percentage points. But it is true that the state polls, particularly the polls in the upper Midwest, had a historically bad year. There were a number of polls in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, that suggested that Clinton probably had, something approaching a safe lead, and obviously that didn't materialize come election day. So there is an element in which this was a historically bad year. I wouldn't want to gloss over that, but I also think it's an overreaction for people to just dismiss, oh, polling writ large is broken, because that's not the case. Again, the national polls that were, you know, rigorously designed and weighted properly did just fine.
And how much of some of the surprises at the state level simply had to do with people's reaction to the Donald Trump nomination? Was there, in fact, evidence from looking back, doing sort of the postmortem, that there were some people who just didn't tell pollsters they were going to vote for Donald Trump in certain states?
We looked into that. There was certainly a lot of discussion that could have been happening last year. What we found is there were actually several factors as to why polls tended to miss the amount of support that Donald Trump had in the upper Midwest. And there was surprisingly little evidence about this shy Trump theory, this idea that people didn't want to tell a stranger that they intended to vote for Trump.
And how much ultimately did turnout affect things? When you had, especially in 2008, you had a lot of voters enthusiastic about voting for then-candidate Barack Obama. And in 2016, a huge part of the narrative was that a lot of voters really disliked both candidates.
What happened with turnout makes all the sense in the world as something that contributed to polls not doing well because, you know, in particular, African Americans, traditional, very strong base of support for Democratic candidates like Hillary Clinton, they were had significantly lower turnout in 2016 relative to 2012. And that's the type of change that can throw off a poll's likely voter model is what we call it, trying to gauge which of the people we spoke to are going to vote or not vote. But when the committee that I worked on, when we dove into the polling data, we actually found what I would call just mixed evidence that turnout per se is what threw the polls off. That wasn't necessarily clear from the data. I think there were other factors that contributed to it.
Was this simply a more difficult stretch considering so many people, even until near the end of the Republican primary season, were still surprised that Donald Trump ended up being the nominee, and Hillary Clinton came in as a very flawed nominee. Did these candidates, though, in fact, make the job harder because so many people were just sort of like, I'm going to take what I consider the lesser of two evils, and does that make it harder for pollsters to really nail things down?
Yes, and I think you described it well. Sometimes when people talk about the polls last year, they focus on Trump and him being a polarizing figure. But I think that loses the bigger picture. As you said, Clinton and Trump were historically unpopular candidates, the both of them. And so there is data to show that there was, you know, a substantial size of share of voters last year who didn't like either candidate. And the polls suggest that, you know, when they were turning up in these polls, they were undecided or they might have been leaning toward a third party. But there's a substantial share of folks that didn't like either candidate. And the exit poll indicates that a lot of them really made up their mind roughly in about the last week or so. And those who did broke heavily for Trump in a way that's historically pretty unusual.
Is there more pressure on pollsters now because both sides are going to be yelling and screaming even more than usual?
Perhaps. I think there's always a minimum level of pressure on pollsters. I would say that the polling community is more in the crosshairs of really important people in the national political scene, and that's unusual. Normally, you don't have, you know, high-ranking officials or you know, elected officials commenting on the polling community, you know, on a fairly routine basis. That is unusual and does add to some of the pressure of being in the field right now.
Is there less public trust for polls?
I would certainly acknowledge that the polling community does have a reputational issue. I think we've had that for years, and I wouldn't dismiss the idea that it's gotten worse over time. You know, when I talk to normal folks not in the business, you still get this reaction of, hey, the polls failed last year. Why was that? So I fully recognize that that's still sort of this narrative that you run into.
Courtney Kennedy is Director of Survey Research at the Pew Research Center. We've been talking about her work with the American Association for Public Opinion Research, looking into polling leading up to last November's election.